Ilhan Omar, Pramila Jayapal make secret trip to Cuba. By Francis Martel on February 29, 2024. The Miami Herald revealed this week that Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Pramila Jayapal, DWE, traveled to communist Cuba at an unspecified time in February. A visit the Cuban government has yet to discuss and the lawmakers did not publicize. The congresswomen reportedly met with Castro regime officials as part of a secret delegation representing the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the Herald observed. In addition to the two lawmakers, a representative from the office of Representative Barbara Lee, DCA, also reportedly attended. Following the publication of its report on Tuesday, the caucus issued a statement confirming the visit. Representatives Jayapal and Omar traveled to Cuba last week, where they met with people from across Cuban civil society and government officials to discuss human rights and the U.S.-Cuba bilateral relationship, a spokesperson told the newspaper. The details of the trip remain a mystery at press time. Outside of the statement from the Progressive Caucus, the members of Congress involved have not commented on the matter. The Cuban Communist Party has not at press time addressed the reports of their visit, nor has its official state newspaper, Granma. Granma typically publishes a few of propaganda pieces praising any American politicians who lend support to the regime by visiting and treating its criminal leaders with respect, such as Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Ron Wyden, DOR. The Cuban External Relations Ministry, MINREX, last confirmed a visit by American officials on Wednesday, informing that American diplomat Kerry Hanan held meetings in Havana with regime henchmen. No civil society organizations have at press time corroborated the Congressional Progressive Caucus claim that Reps. Jayapal and Omar met with Cuban civil society to discuss human rights. The concept of a free civil society in Cuba is illegal, as the Communist Party severely represses the operation of groups such as the Patriotic Union of Cuba, UNPACU, believed to be the country's largest dissident organization. The head of UNPACU, José Daniel Ferrer, was arrested on July 11, 2021, during a wave of anti-communist protests in which an estimated 187,000 participated nationwide. As of Wednesday, the human rights group Amnesty International reported that Ferrer has been missing for 3 months, as the regime will not allow his family to visit him or tell them his whereabouts. Other civil society groups have faced similar fates. The Ladies in White, an organization bringing together the mothers, daughters, sisters, and wives of political prisoners, faces routine weekly arrests featuring outsized police brutality for attempting to go to Catholic Mass to pray for their families. The leaders of the Free Yorubas of Cuba, an organization for anti-communist adherents of the Nigerian origin Santeria religion, are facing severe health complications after languishing for years in prison. Artist collectives, journalists, and other active participants in civil society face similar repression and are highly unlikely to receive an audience with American members of Congress. The presence of the radical leftist congresswomen in Cuba occurred in the same week that Havana hosted Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who stopped in the island nation to launch a regional tour that also included visits to fellow rogue states Venezuela and Nicaragua. Figurehead Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said in a public statement on his meeting with Lavrov that he offered the top Russian diplomat an affectionate greeting for President Vladimir Putin and the two discussed making bilateral relations more dynamic on topics of common interest and regarding relevant matters on the international agenda. Lavrov, in turn, demanded that the United States remove Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. The list, maintained by the State Department, also includes Iran, Syria, and North Korea. The Castro regime appears on the list as a result of its close ties to the narco-terrorist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, including the hosting of its top terrorist leaders, its policy of offering safe harbor to radical leftist terrorists who conduct attacks on United States soil, and its close relations with Iran, the world's premier state sponsor of terrorism, and its terrorist proxy such as Hamas and Hezbollah. Lavrov called declaring Cuba state sponsor of terrorism an absurdity. In January, Rep. Jayapal made the same case, demanding the administration of fellow leftist President Joe Biden remove Cuba from the list. Being on this list has made it nearly impossible for Cuba to do international business, driving an economic downturn that has led residents to flee the country, Rep. Jayapal demanded, according to the Herald. It's time to re-engage with Cuba. In reality, the economic downturn that has led residents to flee the country is a result of over half a century of communist plunder, brute mismanagement, and environmental decay. Dissidents have documented instances of the Castro regime rationing out rotten food to its impoverished citizens while hosting lavish feasts for well-connected foreigners. To help citizens through their poverty, the Castro regime has suggested they ingest rodent meat and cockroach milk. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.